You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls his people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin.
Oh, and good morning. Good morning on this wonderful first Monday of December.
Amen.
And it's wonderful. Temperatures out there are great. You know, I went out to take the trash out this morning, and I had to do quickly. I wasn't properly dressed for the weather, but it's wonderful out there. Beautiful days God's given us. Welcome to the front line. We have a tremendous two guests today that are going to really bring some needed information to you.
Amen.
I'll leave that hanging. I'll say, where were those people? Well, you'll find out in about 20 seconds.
No, it's not Abbott and Costello.
No, it's not Abbott and Costello. Although Ed and I have been trying to, you know, bring their act back to life, I think, between the two of us.
Unfortunately, most of our listeners probably don't even know who that is.
That's probably true, yeah, except old folks like us. Uh-huh. Well, listen, speaking of which, Ed, one of my favorite old folks.
What a beautiful South Florida morning. You know,
I usually start out with
light banter, but today I'd like to be a little bit more serious. Yesterday was the first day of Advent.
Yes, mm-hmm. and many church calendars.
I would like to encourage our listeners to think about that carefully and forget about the glitz and the commercialism and the glamour of all the stores and Black Friday and all that. That's okay. That's very humanistic, and it's okay. But think about this. We need to get ourselves ready. We need to prepare ourselves for what we're about to celebrate, because our salvation is at hand.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the author of that salvation, we're about to celebrate his coming into the world.
Mm-hmm.
And now is the time for us to get out and be servants and witnesses, to be the witnesses for Christ in the community.
Yes,
Merry Christmas is okay, Happy Holiday is okay, but I kind of like Happy Birthday, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we need to make sure that Jesus is kept in Christmas this year.
Yes.
For so many years, the secular side of the world has tried to keep him out, but this is all about him.
Amen.
So I encourage you out there, be bold. Be bold in your witness, and don't be afraid to say Merry Christmas, and don't be afraid to say God bless you during this Christmas time. We need to be the witnesses right now, the voice crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Amen. Yes. That role, God hasn't taken that role away from us. In fact, today especially, he's pumped it up.
Amen.
We've really got to get out there and do that.
Amen.
And my other co-host, Faithful Ann Limhoko.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
You know, I want to echo what Ed said. That is so important.
Yeah.
When the Lord puts it on my heart to say God bless you to just certain people, maybe at the gas station or at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you get this reaction that's not positive, but the Lord said to say God bless you. And maybe you can pray for them later on. You know what I mean?
Amen.
But yes, we need to keep Christ in the middle of Christmas. That's why we have Christmas.
Amen.
It's not about Cyber Monday, which is today, or any of the other things, you know?
That's right.
So.
And we must do it in spite of the fact the devil doesn't like that. And, you know, he has several people he'll, you know, send to discourage you from doing that. And we have to just stand firm on that. Because God, you know, that's we can't. I think we're coming back into a season where we're actually going to see warriors for Christ out there.
Yes.
Being trained in the churches. Being led and inspired and then sent out into the into the world from the church to do what the Great Commission calls us to do. You know, we'll be recapturing that.
Amen. Yep.
That's for another program, however. but for today, we may get back to that. Who knows what God's going to have us do.
Yeah.
But this morning, I'd like to introduce our two guests here. Vicki Davis, Martin County Supervisor of Elections, and her Assistant Chief Deputy, Kiri Anderson. A few months ago, you were with us.
Yeah, I think in August.
August, that's right.
It would have been early August, end of July.
Yes.
Because of the primary election.
The primary election. Right. We were talking about encouraging people to vote.
Right.
Yes.
And so, and some people are saying, well, the big election's over. Why are they here? Well, God wants them here. So you listen, just get your cup of coffee, sit down in front of your radio, and listen, because God has a word for us today. And I'm just going to actually turn this over to Vicki to get us started with what is important for people to know right now.
Sure,
about David, the elections process. Well,
thank you so much for the opportunity to be here. And we are in that season of being, as we should be every day, grateful.
Yes.
But we are. Amen. We have just finished Thanksgiving, the holiday itself. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be here and to share important information and to be thankful for our poll workers, which Kiri can elaborate upon because she heads that department up within the office. But we had a really great turnout in Martin County. We had the 10th highest turnout in the state of Florida.
Wow.
Out of 67 counties to have
fantastic.
The 10th highest.
That's
doing good.
It was really a great turnout. And I would say I'm grateful for you all because you put it out there, too. Mm. You put it out there, the importance of being involved in elections. And that takes me back to Romans, too, where, you know, it talks about giving unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. And to respect those who are in authority over you and to pray for those who are in authority over you.
Amen.
And that's what elections are all about. I mean, we are, as voters, we elect those who represent us, who are in authority over us. Mm-hmm. And I think we really need to be mindful with the turn of the calendar year coming up that every day, and not just January 1st, but to put it on our list of priorities to make sure that we do pray for those who are in authority over us every day. But we did have a great turnout, 85.2% of our voters in Martin County
That's
showed up.
85.2%.
And, you know, it was interesting because I always share with our poll workers that every election is different. It takes on its own personality. And I compare it to our hurricanes because they do the same thing. They're all have their own personality.
I mean,
we saw it with this last Hurricane Helene that we all went through. And Kiri is too, native Floridian. We've been through many hurricanes. I'm sure you all have as well. But this last one for us in Martin County, it was so very different. And on the Treasure Coast, because it was one tornado alert after another alert, you know. But elections are very similar in that they have their own uniqueness. And in this past election, with our 85% turnout, we were having a good mail turnout and we had a good return, but it wasn't like 2020 for the general. And of course, we dealt with COVID in 2020. But I kept telling our poll workers, you're going to be busy because voters are going to vote in person. And they did. 51% of those who voted in person. Actually, 51% voted early. 20% voted in person on election day. Okay. So 71% voted in person.
That's awesome.
29% by mail for this election. But it's really important for our voters, because what we deal with and what our poll workers deal with on election day anymore is those voters who registered too late. Voters need to really be cognizant of the fact if they're not registered in the state of Florida 29 days before election day, you have to have that registration in place. So it's not being registered, registering too late, or not having their information current and up to date, and Kiri preaches that all the time out and about, and also being at the right precinct. Yeah. We don't want voters going to the wrong precinct, because everything we do in elections is according to Florida law and some federal law thrown in there, but predominantly Florida law. Mm-hmm. And Florida law says if you vote on election day, you have to vote at your assigned precinct. Yeah. So we try to educate our voters and get that out there. But we had a lot of young people turning out on election day this past general election. And they just don't seem to keep up with Florida law as much as our our seasoned voters do.
I understand.
Yeah, but it was a great turnout, and like I said, I'm grateful for each and every one of you for having us in July, having getting that message out there, the importance of voting and letting their voice be heard. And now take that next step and pray for those who are in authority, those that were elected.
Amen.
Federal, state, and local levels.
Yes.
We are, I believe we're coming into a season in America where, and I know God is behind this, because in as much as the creation of America is from the heart of God and his plan, if you look back at the founding fathers and all that went on there, and where were they getting their information to write the documents, like the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and everything, all the other amendments to the Constitution, is that they were being led by the Holy Spirit, they're being guided through the Word of God, and that is at the heart of the founding of America. God has a plan for us. Yes. We have not yet fully fulfilled that plan. But part of the plan is that we will take advantage of all the rights given to us, and the one we're really speaking about now is voting.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And because God's behind it.
Yes.
So it's how some people get to be nonplussed about voting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't particularly personally understand, although I'm sure I understand some of the reasons why. But I've always taken it seriously. Yes. It's a right that's important. And as praying people, what do we say to people? We said this as long as we've been doing this program and even beyond. Everybody says vote biblical values.
Mm-hmm.
Who is running that stands? Their platforms reflect biblical values, because we have to keep people in office that maybe some people aren't saved, but they want to do righteous things.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they'll come to Christ along the way. But the point is, God has these people, and he enables them to run and win office. So we have to do our part.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
In our congregations, we have such a mixture of people, such a diversity of perspectives and opinions, that we have to stay nonpartisan and make sure that what I've always emphasized at the little church I've got is vote your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Vote your faith. And the big thing about it, folks, is that you have to know what your faith is first.
Yeah.
Make sure you get into the Word and understand exactly how God directs us in our perspectives in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to know your faith in order to vote it.
Yeah.
So that it's vital. That people have gotten so far away from scriptural knowledge in today's society, and they think, oh, yeah, so-and-so said this, so that must be true, and so-and-so said that, and that. Wait a minute. What does the Bible say?
Mm-hmm.
Get in there and learn it for yourself so that you know how to vote.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, and that's responsibility we have.
Sure.
As, you know, I just, some of the people I've met in my journey as a pastor, I'm just going to sit here and let God do everything, you know, being very passive. And the scripture doesn't say that.
No.
If anything, it's the obvious. It's the reverse. Yeah. It's the obverse. Is hey, no, you get out there. God's sending you out there.
Mm-hmm.
He'll give you his spirit.
Somebody has said to me one time, pray like it depends on God, work like it depends on you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. And it works. It works.
Oh, absolutely. We're all.
I was going to say we need to take a break, but hold that thought. When we come back, and I would like to. I'd like to hear more of what you have to say, and then I'm also a lot of thanksgiving to God for how all the poll workers, all the work that they do, and how you've nurtured them, and I want to hear more about that. But let's go to a little break.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
I'm Mindy Molina, Investment Advisor Rep, Licensed Insurance Agent, and Fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to The Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
And God's doing it.
Yes, and that's the word of God for it. God is doing it. And he's really doing work here today as we on this broadcast. As it's important, why, you know, when I'm usually the one that organizes interviews, and gets, but obviously Ann and Ed also help and have input into that. But when we were scheduling today and talking to Vicki about and Carrie about coming on, the, you know, our heart here is God's heart, I believe. And we, one of the things I've learned as a believer is you cannot rest on what you did yesterday.
Right.
I mean, you can point to what God did through yesterday. That's important. Give him the glory.
Right.
You can even say, well, I was faithful. Thank you, Lord, for the grace to be faithful. But we're in a new day today. And especially in America, and certainly because Florida's in America, and I give God thanks for that, that we need to be schooled better about the right, the voting rights that we have, and how all of that is carried out, and the processes that make it up. Yeah, you know, it's we need to know that. You may not have thought you needed to know that, but the more you know about how something works, the more you can appreciate it and appreciate the people who are a part of it. And, you know, part of our job as believers is to lift up other people to not just believers, but unbelievers who need their, I think I'm tired of unbelievers hearing the condemnation. They need to hear the love of God directed at them. And in a very particular way, because, and I'm so thankful that you two are believers, you bring Christ with you, but as you do, and the Spirit leads, he leads you to do your best in light of the laws that have been established and the policies, and you bring no prejudice of faith into what you do, but you do bring the Holy Spirit's work to take your gifts and to apply them in an appropriate manner for the benefit of all the people.
And that's so good you said that too, Dave, because we do have to remain nonpartisan. We're there to conduct the elections. We're there for each and every voter.
Amen.
And, you know, I can think of one particular situation that we had through this last election where an individual went to a statewide agency, which statewide agencies are registration agencies as well. And he filled out the paperwork, registered to vote way beyond, before the deadline, and came in to vote early, and we didn't have him in the system. And we had not received his paperwork, his application, and it had been sitting at an agency's office. And so I asked Kiri to go over to the agency's office and pick that registration form up and spoke with the director of the Division of Elections out of Tallahassee about the situation because the deadline had passed. It wasn't the voter's fault, and the voter should have had the right to vote. He was given a provisional ballot, so he did you know, he did vote, and then that ballot went to the canvassing board, and the board accepted his ballot.
Good.
So that's just one little example. Who wants to vote mm-hmm. has that opportunity and that their voice is heard through the elections. Yeah. And he was so grateful and so gracious, you know, and he really expressed his gratitude for us really going that extra mile to make sure that he could vote. He was very, very appreciative.
You know what that brings to my mind? You ladies, both being ladies of faith, that people can argue, you say we have to be nonpartisan, and we mm-hmm. are. They can argue with your politics, your perspectives, right. your outlook, your opinion. They can argue with all of that.
Right.
They can't argue with your life. Right. You're living your faith
mm-hmm.
by taking care that's of true. Everybody without prejudice.
Yes.
And that's important. And that's what most Christians need to do. Mm-hmm. Don't talk about it.
Right.
Do it.
Right.
Walk
yes.
it out.
Yes.
They can't argue with your life.
Right. That's true, Ed. Thank you. Thank you for that.
I would just like to ask, because we were talking earlier, you mentioned the mm-hmm. poll workers, and we've off the air, we've been talking about, I'm going to call them unsung heroes, mm-hmm. Because many of them work hard.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're the ones that take flack from the voters.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think, personally, when it's the voters' fault, you know, and they want to blame somebody else, but we're not going to go there.
Right.
But talk about how you train and equip your poll workers and about the job they do.
Sure, and I'll let Kiri respond to that because and go into detail because that's what she does, and she does such a great job. The poll workers love Kiri, and they love and appreciate being able to be a part of the civic process. So, Kiri?
Thank you. And like you said, David, during the break, they are the unsung heroes of the election. Mm-hmm. In Martin County, as Ms. Davis shared, we were the 10th highest voter turnout in the state of Florida out of 67 counties. And a big part is because of our election workers.
Mm.
The election workers understand that they aren't paid much, but they aren't doing it for the money. They are mm-hmm. doing it for the service.
Yeah.
In our county, we are so blessed to live in a county with so many individuals who just want to serve. Mm-hmm. I was getting calls, I just want to participate. I want to help however I can help. Mm. And we were to the point where I was like, I can't accept any more election workers. We have an abundance. And it's a good problem because there were other counties who were looking for more individuals.
Yep. Wow.
Whereas we had people continuing wanting to sign up because they just wanted to serve, to be a part of the process. Yep. And every election worker, they go through our training, which is a 2.5 to 4 hour training based on your position.
Mm-hmm.
They have to come in for hands-on to make sure mm-hmm. they understand mm-hmm. how to set up and work and troubleshoot the equipment. And then as I remind them, when you go election day or you work early voting, always start with a smile. We start and end with a smile and greet every voter with that. And they do. They go out with a positive attitude and a servant's heart, ready to serve every voter. And their job is they want to make sure they do everything, as Ms. Davis said, so that voter who's there has the right to cast their vote. So we are very blessed in Martin County that we have so many individuals. And a lot of them aren't just seniors. We have a wonderful working relationship with our school district, as well as Indian River State College, where students who work the polls on election day receive an excused absence because they're participating in civics happening.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a great way to learn.
So
yes.
It's great because a lot of them, after they finish those classes, they still want to be involved and they want to know. We ran into a student just the other week at the Palm City Chamber breakfast. Owen, he's a senior at Jensen Beach High School. And he was saying, it was such a great opportunity. When is the next opportunity? Because I can't wait to serve again. So our young people really love the process. They love to be a part and serve the voters of Martin County. So I'm grateful that we live in this county and we have so many individuals who just want to serve.
And one thing that I thought of too as Kiri was sharing about the poll workers and the young people involved, we had... We always do for a general, but it seemed like we had more first-time voters for this past election. And our poll workers make such a big deal out of, you know, clapping and cheering for that first-time voter and making them feel important, you know.
Yeah, when I voted in St. Lucie County, when somebody's a first-time voter, they clap or ring a bell or something.
Yeah.
So they do that in Martin County.
That's neat.
And there was a lot of the bell ringing and clapping.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So. I got too many old people where I lived. We don't see much of that. You call it God's waiting room.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. But the young people were excited to get out and vote for the very mm-hmm. first time.
Yeah.
And,
yep.
and young people are excited because they can pre-register to vote at the ages of 16 mm-hmm. and 17.
Oh.
So that makes them available and mm-hmm. statutorily they can participate in the election process by being an election worker. So okay. CUREY recruits them to be techs, to open and close the equipment, to troubleshoot. Mm-hmm. And then Owen, I think he was an inspector.
He
helped check in voters that day, issue ballots to voters. And it really helps just settle inside that person the importance and responsibility that they have as they continue to age to be a part mm-hmm. of the process.
I love that, and especially I think some of the things that were being said about the types of media that were being used by the candidates in this general election, that a lot of the younger people weren't following what they call legacy media or mainstream media. They were doing
yes.
the social media, mm-hmm. everyone's podcasts,
mm-hmm.
And where you saw both presidential candidates and many others for the Senate and the House and all that kind of moving, adding that venue
sure.
to their campaigning
mm-hmm.
may have in part brought about more younger mm-hmm. voters signing up, which I think is great.
Yes.
It's wonderful, whatever medium. And that makes me ask you, we've got about 3 minutes for the next break, but does the Martin County Supervisor of Elections on their website have opportunities for learning about, you know, for instance, not just the right of voting and other constitutionally related issues, but also training? For people or to get more information on what it means to be a voter, say, is website offer any of those? Or
I'm glad you mentioned our website, David, because our website has a wealth of information.
Tell
we
us
encourage
about that.
Voters, especially during the off year, if you want to look at stats, how people are turning out, different races, all of that information can be found on our website at martinvotes.gov.
Mm.
And so we really encourage people to do that, especially if you want to learn about being an election worker.
Mm.
As you know, 2025 is an off year, but that's the perfect time to get information to say, wow, that sounds like something I might be interested in doing, and get more information and even find out about coming into our office for a tour. Come and see the behind yes. the scenes. Ask questions mm. from the Supervisor of Elections who has an open door policy and mm. see how our everyday operation works and operates. Many people don't take advantage of that. So by going out to our website, all of this information is readily available at martinvotes.gov.
I love that. Thank
yes.
you. And it's a tremendous website.
Yeah.
It has a lot of options. What about, Ken, let's say someone maybe hearing this broadcast says, you know, maybe I'd like to be a poll worker.
Mm-hmm.
Can you access, mm-hmm. can you put in an application
sure.
via that way?
You can just go to our website, martinvotes.gov. At the very top, just click on the icon, election worker, and you can fill out the request right there on our website. Then we'll email mm. you our orientation. It goes through the steps, the different mm. positions that are mm-hmm. associated with being an election worker. So you can tell us what best suits you. So when we have an opening, we'll be happy to contact you.
Excellent, thank you. Mm-hmm. We'll get back to that and some yeah. other points, but we're gonna take another break now.
All right.
Just because it's keeping the habit, you know what I'm saying?
So.
There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. You need to hear and embrace the Word of God. We are beginning a new live program on Tuesday, December the 3rd at 11 a.m., and it will air live every Tuesday. We call it a biblical response. It's designed to look closely at some of the hot-button issues impacting our culture. We will view them through the lens of biblical truth. Word of God, not just exposing the meaning of today's evil events, but giving us a clear understanding of how to address them. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Welcome back to the front line. We are halfway through. Gosh, it's hard to believe.
Wow, already?
We just got started.
Yeah.
And there's so many really interesting things that have already been said, but there's a lot more to be shared. And you know, I just invite our listeners to even have a pad and a pen with you to make some notes. Mm-hmm. Now, many of our listeners are not in Martin County, mm-hmm. but what's being said about the electoral process, about how the supervisor of elections office works and everything, that's applicable to anybody who's listening in the state of Florida.
Sure.
So you can contact your local supervisor of elections office in your county and pursue opportunities, go look to their website. If anything, if Vicki, if your office is like any pretty much any other office, you are focused on education.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And educating the voter mm-hmm. on yeah. every level of interest that they have.
Yes.
Ed had a question.
Yeah, that last three or four election cycles, I'm not sure how long ago it happened, a new phenomenon has occurred because of so many controversies between parties. We've seen the advent of poll watchers, mm-hmm. and I was a poll watcher on several of the other, back a few years ago when I wasn't this old. And I'm curious as to whether in Martin County, which of course is all you can speak to, if you've seen any fallout from that, any complaints from the poll watchers, or how much communication have they had with you in your office? Is Martin County a place where we need that? I get the feeling we don't here.
Well, thank you for that, Ed. Poll Watchers has been in Florida statute for a number of years, but it's become more high-profiled, mm-hmm. I guess I should say, yep. in mm-hmm. the last few election mm-hmm. cycles. And it's for the local parties, for candidates, for committees, mm-hmm. to have a representative at the early local sites and the precincts on election right. day, just to watch the process to make sure that any voter that comes in or any individual that comes in to vote is not being denied the right to vote,
right. Mm-hmm.
that we're following all of the rules that are in yeah. place as far as Florida statute is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
They can only converse with the clerk because right. they can't interfere with the process. They're mm-hmm. there just to observe, to have eyes and ears for whoever they're yeah. representing, whether mm-hmm. it's the local party or, yeah. like I said, a candidate. We have not had issues with poll watchers to speak of. We did have a situation a couple of election cycles ago with Indiantown with a poll watcher following our poll worker, our poll deputy, coming back in the evenings with the ballots that yep. had been voted yep. for the day. And from what we were told, because it was viewed as harassment on mm-hmm. the part of our poll deputy, because they were following very closely yep. As they made that trip in yep. to drop off the voted ballots. They were just wanting to make sure that the ballots were returned, yep. that they got back to the office safely.
I remember that incident. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was a poll watcher that year as well.
Yes, and it wasn't you.
No, I know it wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
But I remember that incident.
Yeah, it was a poll watcher for one of the local. One of the local parties.
Yeah.
But
I like to refer to people like that as hyper attentive.
Yes, yes. Yeah. But we get back, and Kiri can attest to this too, working with the poll workers so much, that the poll watchers really give us rave reviews for all of our election workers on election day and during early voting.
That's my perspective. Yeah. You guys do a fantastic job.
Oh, thank you.
All of them.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
But many people aren't even aware that poll watchers are there. But right. You go in to vote, and you'll see somebody sitting by themselves in a chair in a corner reading a book or on their cell phone or something. You wonder, who are these extra people?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what they are.
Yes.
And in my experience, it's been one from each party that's there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. During the real high-profile races, you may have someone there on behalf of a candidate.
Mm. Yep.
Their names have to be submitted to my office, to me. They have to be a registered voter within the county, and then they're approved. We have to create a badge for them, so they have to wear their badge, and then they go in and make themselves known to the clerk, and they can only converse, as I said earlier, with the clerk themselves, because they are there just to observe, and they can text back if they're texting with someone from the party or with their candidate.
Yeah, I noticed when things got very controversial several years back, we had access to legal advice as poll watchers. We could call a lawyer that was on standby.
Standby, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and get things straightened out without ever even having to talk to the clerk.
Right.
Well, we get advice from them, and he'd say, don't even worry about that.
Right.
So it's quite a system. But what bothers me is that the secular side of the world has taken over so bad that we don't trust each other anymore.
Yeah.
That people just can't be trusted, that we have to institute something like that. Mm-hmm. I know it's been on the books for years, but it's just the last few cycles that you've really had to implement it.
Exactly.
That's come to the front. Yep. And that tells you a lot about the perspectives in society right now.
Yes.
Yeah, the distrust.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there has been, we can attest to the fact there's been a lot of distrust, but not so much for this election. I mean, this election, I think we all bounced back more quickly because we didn't have that same pressure on us that we've had for the past several election cycles.
As I said during the break, I believe that so many pastors have been praying the prayer from First Chronicles. If my people who will call by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven, then will I heal their land. Mm-hmm. And I believe we have prayed that so often that we're seeing the response from it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're
seeing
things are starting to happen to turn this world around.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, never let a moment go by if you're thinking about the electoral process without realizing how heavily invested God is in all of that and wants us to be the same.
Right.
It is a means whereby God works in the midst of our culture, in the midst of our society, in the midst of our nation, national life. And it is not to be considered lightly.
That's true. And I'm so glad that at the beginning of the show, David, you mentioned about our U.S. Constitution, because, you know, that is foundational, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, of course, but the U.S. Constitution.
Yes.
And we take courses through a national organization, election courses. And the very first course that I took was on election law. And our professor had divided us up into small groups and gave us copies of the Constitution prior to the amendments and asked us to read through it and to then come back as a group and state where we have the right to vote. And we really don't have the right to vote in that first part of the Constitution prior to the amendments, but everything is based on voting.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
In the Constitution.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes. And so it's really, voting is foundational Mm-hmm. Because it was just taken for granted, really, that men of a certain age and property owners, had that right to vote. It's in the amendments that then women and people of color received the right to vote.
Yes. I guess you call it an assumptive right.
Correct. Correct. Because that's the way it was based. It talks about voting, in the Constitution itself. But it was those wise men, that God put in place to draw up those documents that have sustained this nation for many years now. It's a wonderful document and foundation for our way of life.
That document is Holy Spirit inspired, and we have many countries. I'm from the Philippines.
Yes,
not me. My parents were born there.
Yes, sure.
I was born in Chicago. But many countries have been through various number of constitutions. We have had the original constitution, for over 250 years. Mm-hmm. But many countries have gone through many very different versions of a constitution. Right. That's why our constitution with the three branches, it's Holy Spirit inspired.
Amen.
So as Supervisor of Elections, Ms. Davis, do you have to take these election classes or courses that you talked about?
No.
That's very interesting.
No, but, I'm glad David brought up education too earlier. I was a school board member. Education has just always been important for me. And having been a school board member, when I came into office, I wanted to continue professional development, professional education. So employees take state certification courses and then different ones of us take national certification courses as well. We stay in line with what's going on.
I can imagine the demands to keep up with not just the foundational
principles,
but also the things that are coming down the pike, some of the changes from the law, but also
the new stuff,
the new stuff that has to be part of that.
And I can tell you that because of our state being very progressively minded as far as professional development and education, Florida has become the gold standard for the United States. Our Secretary of State was just in Arizona addressing their legislative body. Educating them on what we do in Florida, how we get our results out there as quickly as we do. Yeah. And, if we have to go back and have a recount, they come out as they should, So we're in really good shape in the state of Florida.
Well, that's clear. It was clear in my personal experience in all the voting that I've participated in. Here in Martin County, and I thank God for you, Vicki, and Carrie, I almost did it again. Sorry, Carrie, and all those that you work with you, just give God thanks for your commitment, your professionalism, and your dedication, and let's face it, your tenacity.
Amen.
To keep things working the way they should. And I believe that this particular area requires all of that. That those people who are involved have to be invested.
Mm-hmm. You do.
To get it right.
It's a life mission. it's an act of service on our part. Yes. That's for sure. Yes.
Well, as a retired naval officer, I know that the attitude within your organization, all of that comes from the top.
Yes.
So we give you a lot of credit for that.
Yes,
you really do.
Tone.
Because your people will do what they see you do. And you have been a woman of integrity as long as I've been here in Martin County. I followed you in politics, and you have been a woman of integrity, and that's going to trickle down to your people.
Thank you.
That's right. It's a conditioned precedent, I would think, for whoever you have in the office, whatever they're doing.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And that's important. I was going to, before I forget it, and I'm likely to forget stuff, right? Ed taught me this because he's a little older than I am.
I had three appointments with my doctor to check my memory, and I forgot all three.
You know, even though we started out by saying that, you know, why are we talking about all this stuff? You know, when we're post the big election is over, we're mm-hmm. past that. But you know, in the world of the electoral process, nothing is ever over. And we're already, I'm sure your office is looking for, there's other elections coming up in Martin County.
Mm-hmm.
There's local, there's the county elections. And then, of course, everyone now is even thinking, in fact, it was 2 days after the general election, some of the politicos were talking about the midterms. But let me ask you to kind of talk about, because this is the ongoing process.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get a chance to rest on your laurels too much. No. What's coming up in Martin County voters have to be thinking about?
Well, we do have one small election that will be coming up in March if there's opposition, and that's for the town of Jupiter Island, which you don't hear much about because they're a very quiet community.
Well, sure,
and they like to stay under the radar.
They do. Everything's behind a hedge. I've noticed when I drive down there.
That's right.
You know, I see pretty mailboxes, private. But I don't see any homes.
And you don't see political signs out either.
No
signage.
I mean, God bless them. That's great.
But we're waiting, you know, the president-elect is in the process of appointing cabinet members and mm-hmm. agency mm-hmm. heads, and two of our, my fellow supervisors around, two districts, two congressional districts mm. around the state, they have vacancies now. And mm-hmm. so my fellow supervisors are going to be conducting elections right away in, I think it's 9 counties for mm-hmm. comprise those 2 congressional districts. So he's appointed quite a few individuals from the state of Florida. And, you know, there's still time that he could pull any of our local mm-hmm. individuals mm-hmm. to place in appointed positions. So there's that possibility hanging out there. And once they do that, then the dominoes start to fall at the local level.
Yep.
Right.
And then you have
yes.
local elections.
Are you talking about like Congressman Matt Gaetz, who just resigned and filling that position? Mm-hmm. And
well,
another one?
We don't have to have an election, but I have four supervisors in his district that will have an election to fill his congressional seat, mm-hmm. and then
got it.
They have local people mm-hmm. that are elected will resign to
yep.
run for
got
that
it.
Seat.
Yep.
And so
then they have elections.
It's a domino effect.
It can become an issue for your office here in Martin County if someone is mm-hmm. tapped mm-hmm. To be mm-hmm. appointed to a higher office.
Yep.
Correct.
And
mm-hmm.
they're electable, so they have to be replaced through voting.
So he has 4,000 positions to fill,
oh my.
And he's reaching down into Florida pretty deeply.
He
wow.
is.
Yes.
Right.
Wow.
So there's that possibility that's out there. The thing about our local municipalities, we have 5, the Village of Indiantown, mm-hmm. the City of Stewart, Town of Jupiter Island, right. Ocean Breeze, and Sewell's Point. And Town of Jupiter Island is basically the only one that has not aligned with our ballot. So we just had Town of Ocean Breeze election mm-hmm. through the general. We have the Village in August.
Yep.
And we'll have those in 2 years unless, mm-hmm. you know, and you never know if a vacancy is going to pop up, you know.
Yeah.
And we have a special election to conduct, but... But this next year, it's all about regrouping, performing our list maintenance, which is contacting those who have been inactive mm-hmm. for a number of years before we have to statutorily remove them. Mm-hmm. We have to reach out to them and to see if they're still in the area and continue doing that research.
Yeah.
So that takes a lot of time and effort and outreach.
I have what might be a two-pronged question. The first prong is, do you have any data available to you that would tell you how many people who are living in Martin County, let's say, who are of could be eligible to vote but have not registered to vote. Do you have a sense of the numbers?
We have about 160,000 residents in Martin County, and out of that, we have 117,000 that are registered.
Okay.
And about that are active, and then about 8,000 because we just removed some inactive voters. About 8,000 inactive voters
who are otherwise eligible if they registered.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're registered. They just haven't voted in two general elections.
Okay.
Ah. And
So you have to re-register then? Is that true? When you
if
remove
they're
them?
If they're removed, yes. Okay. Then they do have to re-register.
Okay.
But otherwise, yes. They just need to show up.
Right.
At their or precinct.
Or communicate with the office in some way so we can activate them, update their address, that type of thing. But, and then you have to consider the number of that 160,000 that are under the ages of 18.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then those who are non-citizens
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you, I know there's a big controversy on that. How do you purge the voter rolls of people that are deceased?
Oh, we get that information. In fact, I had an individual call this morning, and she wanted to speak with me because she knows me, and her husband passed away last week. And I said, hold on and let me pull him up. He was already removed. We received that information from the state of Florida.
Okay.
On basically a daily basis.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
That's for the death certificates.
I know that's a question in people's minds, you know, because of all the controversy of, they got dead people voting. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I wanted to.
In some places it may happen.
I think it does happen, though.
That's why.
I mean, not saying in Martin County,
right.
but it does happen if it doesn't line up.
Yep. You know.
When I was in seminary in Chicago, the word
Chicago.
No, yeah,
Anna's from there,
and it's not your fault. But yeah, there were some dead people that voted, and so I said to my wife, "Well, gosh, why don't you bury me up there? Because I don't want to, lose my rights." But just kidding.
keep voting. Yeah.
I'm sure that it's sort of said jokingly, but there are some times and in some places when. Because of the laws of the state or the practices of the individual offices that regulate the voting process, there might be some things that slip through.
Sure, and it does happen. I mean, as far as having deceased individuals on your voter rolls, because the real challenge is if a family member or family members move an aged parent out of state and they pass away out of state,
right.
Then we don't receive that information unless that family member contacts us and we do receive a copy of their death certificate.
I could see that happening.
Yes, here, and it does. It happens. It does happen. But for the most part, we get that information on a daily basis for those who are Florida residents. And then they go inactive because they haven't voted,
That would, I guess, the bottom line is for people who are moved out of the state by their family because of their inabilities to function and that ultimately you would hit that if they don't register or come in to vote.
Right.
That
they become inactive.
They'll be inactive anyway and ultimately purge from the rolls.
That's exactly right.
And
what we do to an off-election year is go back to our voters who were 100 years and older and start doing research, start reaching out to them as well.
I didn't take a break, so we are, because I didn't want to break up what we were talking about.
You took a break from breaks again.
Took a break from breaks again. Well, it's the prerogative of the chair. But we have like 5 minutes before we have to close. And in that, we touched on this point several times, maybe peripherally, but I would like our listeners to hear from both you, Vicki, and you, Carrie, if you would just say one passionate plea is why it's important to vote.
Well, I, you know, I look back at the election of 2000 because I think, you know, those who are younger voters and listeners may not really remember 2000, but it wasn't that long ago. It was 24 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there was a 537 vote difference in our presidential race.
Wow.
And, you know, that just really shows you how important every single vote is. I shared a few moments ago that we just had the town of Ocean Breeze race election, and there was the possibility we did an audit because there were in the top three maybe a vote or two apart, so we ran an audit, and it was accurate. And then we had to open provisional ballots, which is that Thursday after Election Day, and there was one ballot, one voter that had to vote a provisional ballot that resides in Ocean Breeze, and we thought, oh boy, this could mean a tie race.
Yeah.
You know, and then what is the town going to do? They're going to statutorily have to draw lots some way. Mm-hmm. So every single vote matters. You know, it's really important. And when I go back to that 2000. Race and 537 vote difference for the highest ranking office in our in our United States. It really drives home to me that every single vote counts.
Amen.
It absolutely does.
Yes.
And that, Gary, did you have something to add to that?
Well, sure. Just echoing what Ms. Davis said, every single vote counts. I remember when I was 18 and I drove to the elections office when they were still on the courthouse, fourth floor. I still have my original voter registration card when it was a voter registration card. And I looked at it just the other day in my safe box because I was so proud and excited. We were so blessed to live in this country and have that sacred right. Yes. So I encourage people, educate yourself on the issues, candidates, and always exercise that right to vote.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I would just add, some of the people I talk to, they sort of, well, I don't vote because I don't, you know, they're not connected with the issues. Okay. Well, I understand that. There's a lot of issues that I don't connect with because it wastes my time. But the most critical issues that have to do with our government, the people who are we elect to public office, whatever level, I don't care, federal, state, county, and local, and what they need to do to conduct good business, if you will, in government to bring righteousness, is I am very committed to electing people who I perceive as wanting to do the right thing.
Amen.
And when it comes to Christians, and a lot of them say, well, I don't vote because I'm, you know, I don't think Jesus didn't say to vote, so, you know, the Bible doesn't, well, actually, you know, he didn't particularly, Jesus wasn't into voting in his day because he lived under a repressive monarchy, but the point is that, you know, God is in the business of government. See, bottom line is, folks, if you're a Christian especially, pay attention, is it's all about God's government, that people need to live under God's government. Not under the government of man.
Right. And Romans 13.
Yeah. There you go, Ed. Thank you. I knew somebody would have actually remember the scripture, but but all it's critical. We have a biblical mandate as believers to pay attention to what's going on in our culture and to participate at the most fundamental level of how that culture is structured and led, and that involves voting.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, my soapbox. But, you know, Vicki and Kiri, thank you for being with us. Our time is almost up.
Amen.
I do want you back. In fact, when we're off the air, we're going to look at down the road.
Okay.
Actually nail some dates down.
Perfect.
To have you back, how critical this is. Thank you for coming, for serving the Lord in the way that you do, honorably, and without prejudice.
Right.
And I just pray God will continue to bless you and guide you and all those who work with you. And I really extend that prayer to everybody that works anywhere in America in the voting process, that God's blessing would be upon them, and that more and more would come to Christ and realize the tremendous call that he has in our lives that is manifested powerfully in such things as election supervision.